Masechet Zivachim Perek Vav, Mishnah He. In this Mishnah, we'll talk about a bird Ola. We spoke about the bird Hatat in the previous Mishnah. Here, we'll get into the Ola. We specified in Mishnah Bet the situations that a bird Ola could be offered, and it could also be offered on a voluntary basis, as opposed to a bird Hatat, which cannot be offered on a voluntary basis. Mishnah says, Ola Ta'of Ketzad Haita Na'aset. That was the Avodah of the bird Ola done. Alaba kevesh ufana la sovev. The Kohen went up the ramp of the Mizbeach and he turned to the ledge to the left that surrounded the Mizbeach. Balo lekeren deromit and he went to the southeast corner. Hayam olek et rosha mimul orpa. He would do the melika, the push his nail into the back of the neck of the bird, umavdil, and he separated the head from the body, which means he cut both the windpipe and the food pipe, as opposed to what he did with the korban hatat, the hatat of the off, which we said he was not allowed to separate the head from the body. He could only cut either the windpipe or the food pipe. Here he does both. Umimatzet dama al kira mizbeach, and he squeezes out the blood of the bird onto the wall of the mizbeach by pressing the body of the bird against the wall. Natal tarosh v'kif bet milikato lamizbeach. He takes the head of the bird and presses the place where he cut it against the mizbeach. So he squeezes the blood of the head out onto the mizbeach. Here, when talking about the ola, there is a mitsui, the squeezing, but there's no hazaah, there's no sprinkling of the blood when we're talking about the ola. With the hatat, we had both. We had a hazaah and then a mitsui. Usfago bamelach. Then he takes the head of the bird and he dips it in salt. It's salted. Anything that goes on the mizbeach has to have salt on it first. Uzako al gabe ha'ishim. And then he throws the head onto the fire of the mizbeach. The kohen goes from the ledge of the top of the mizbeach to salt the bird's head, and then he throws it onto the fire. Balo laguf. After he throws it onto the fire, he comes back to the body of the bird. The Kohen goes back to the top of the Mizbeach and he goes to the ledge where he left the bird's body. He removes the crop first. The crop is a spot within the food pipe of the bird. The bird usually swallows food whole. They don't have the ability to digest. And later on, when it goes into their stomach, it'll break it down. So it can only happen slowly, so all the undigested food is stored in the crop until it has the ability to be broken down. So the Kohen cuts a hole below the bird's neck, takes the crop together with the skin and all of the feathers that cover it. He also takes out all of the digestive tract together that comes out with the crop. V'hishlichan l'bet ha'deshen, and he throws them onto the place of ashes. The Bet HaDeshen was a spot near the eastern side of the ramp. A Kohen every single day would take a small amount of ashes from the Mizbeach and he would put them on that spot. So we see here, everything that comes from the digestive tract of the bird is not burned directly on the Mizbeach, but is put onto the Bet HaDeshen, the place of burning, because a bird feeds normally from food of other people. It steals food. It flies around and it goes on stolen property and takes food. So therefore, it's not considered to be fit to be put on the Mizbeach. So it's burned in the Bet HaDeshen. Shisa velo hivdil. He takes the body and he opens it between the two wings. He cuts along the spine, but he still leaves it flat, one part. He doesn't separate it into two different parts. V'im hivdil kasher. But if he separated it into two parts, it's still considered to be a valid korban. Usfago bamelach, uzrako al gabe ha'ishim. Then he takes also the body, he dips it in salt, he actually saturates it in salt, and then throws it onto the fire of the mizbeach. Just like he did with the head of the bird, the Kohen takes the body, goes on top of the mizbeach, salts it, and throws it onto the fire.